This is Jordan Paul.
Marcus Oten.
And I'm Dan Paul.
And people would know you from all kinds of different bands. I suppose Funked Up were probably the most well-known of them.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, definitely in Rutland. We all do our solo stuff as well. So yeah, I do some solo stuff. Marcus plays with other bands. And then Dan does some solo stuff as well.
So where did Lake Town come from? Because I've been thinking about the name and I can kind of get it, I think, from the reservoir.
We wanted to come up with a name that kind of resonated what we were about and where we were from and stuff. And, you know, we live in a town that's by a lake, and it came from there. And the only thing that you find when you Google Lake Town is a Lord of the Rings reference, and we thought it was perfect.
Excellent. And how long's this been going then, the journey to kind of, I suppose it's quite rocky country really so far.
Yeah, we wanted to take a lot of each other's influences. I love the pop stuff and Marcus loves the bluesy kind of rock stuff, and Jordan's a fan of like the kind of rock country Chris Stapleton vibe. So we wanted to kind of get everything all involved in that, and I think we've come up with something that's kind of our own. But yeah, we've been writing all these bits for years and years, and we won't talk about it too much, but something happened in the world that affected not being able to go into the studio and stuff, and it put a bit of a delay on it, but it gave us more time to realise, you know, what our song should sound like and a bit more writing time. So I think it's come at the right time.
It's definitely a blessing in disguise that we did wait though, because I feel like we've matured musically, if you know what I mean. The songs weren't ready 3 or 4 years ago, were they?
No.
It's quite a big departure in getting your influences from around here. You know, in America, it's wall to wall, this sort of sound. This is their pop, yeah, really. Yeah. But over here, it's not so much.
Well, the UK country scene is growing. It's the fastest growing genre in the UK at the moment. So what better time to bring out some country music and get going with it?
And you've got a kind of UK spin to it. I mean, you know, using the word taxi instead of cab. I mean, obviously taxi rhymes, which obviously helps, but...
Yeah. I don't think we could get away with using the word cab or using the word dollar or dime. It becomes really difficult when you are influenced by loads of Nashville stuff, not to keep on mentioning, you know, really typically American stuff.
Trucks
and dirt roads and stuff, and
well,
blue jeans.
That's their life, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what they're surrounded by. So
yeah.
You know, you have tractors, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's different talking about, you know, the green fields of Rutland rather than the lovely desert sands of Tennessee. But we think it works.
So you've got a full album ready by the sound of it?
We have got... Well, we did our first gig the other day in London, and I think we've got probably about an album's worth already.
Eight tracks, haven't we?
Somewhere eight tracks. But I mean, even tonight, for those that are listening, we're at band practice. We've been practicing a couple more tracks. And it's funny you mention about the American words, because I played this song to Dan that I wrote the other day, and because I had the American influence... I put, what was it, cents and Chevys in.
Chevys and dimes and... I was like, you got to change that straight away.
He was like, we're not American, man. I was like, it's so true. We're going to stay true to it.
But as you say, that country scene is growing, you know, the kind of names that we have over here, the Ward Thomas Shires, people like that.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to stay true to, like, our music as well. Like, we don't want to just go completely country and, you know, put on an accent and stuff like that, because it's just, it doesn't work like
And this first gig that you did, that was quite a major kind of coup for you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we got talking to them really, really drunk at this festival once, after their DJ set, and we just said, you know, if you're ever looking for a band to play at one of your festivals or something, we'd love to come and play. And then I sent them a track over, and I think they loved it, and they put us as headlines, so yeah, it was great.
So tell us about the first single, and when's that out for people to get?
So it's out on the 7th of July, and I'll let Dan talk about this, because Dan's the songwriter of this one.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get out, but we're really, really proud of it. We love it, and we just hope everyone else loves it as well. So yeah, it's out on the 7th of July, all on digital platforms. It's ready to pre-save already. So if you do go to our Instagram or our TikTok, there's just a link in the bio that you can pre-save it on iTunes and stuff. You can pre-order it. And then when it comes out, yeah, just find it on the Spotify's and your Apple Music and your Tidals. Yeah, you can stream it and obviously listen to it on the radio on Rutland and Stanford Sound.
Perfect. Yeah. I had a feeling someone might get that in. That makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us here on the radio station, Lake Town. Look forward to hearing talk about it. And
thanks
very much
for having us.
No, it's a pleasure. Cheers, Rob.